This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell may be open to a bipartisan deal on key health care payments. Correspondent Linda Kenyon has the story.
The payments to health insurance companies would be used to stabilize the individual insurance market. Senator McConnell told reporters in Kentucky that he also wants real reforms, not just an insurance company bailout. In addition, several Republican senators are expected to use their August recess to try to work on Obamacare replacement bills.
The chairman and the ranking Democrat of the Senate Health Committee are expected to hold hearings next month on an insurance stabilization bill. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel says the city has filed a federal lawsuit saying officials won't be blackmailed into changing policies dealing with some immigrants.
Last month, the attorney general announced local governments would lose federal money if they did not give advance notice when immigrants in the county illegally were about to be released from custody. He also said he wanted immigration agents to have access to local jails. Officials in Chicago expect to receive $3.2 million in justice assistance grants, mostly to buy new police vehicles. The lawsuit being filed says withholding that money would be unconstitutional. Shirley Smith, Washington.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says other nations agree that North Korea must halt its missile launches and nuclear work.
I think it's quite clear in terms of there being no daylight among the international community as to the expectation that North Korea will take steps to achieve all of our objectives, which is a denuclearized Korean Peninsula.
Speaking from Manila, Tillerson says the region must be clear that the Korean Peninsula cannot put up with this nuclear threat.
I think there should be no question in anyone's mind as to the common view held by everyone on that Security Council as that being the ultimate objective.
UN Security Council has put strong new sanctions on the North. This is townhall.com.
Mike Gallagher here for Relief Factor. You might be asking, who should consider ordering Relief Factor? Well, anyone with pain that's keeping them from doing things that bring joy to their life. Maybe taking a long walk, not having the pain, riding a bike, playing golf again without pain, opening a jar or sewing or using a hammer, even rolling out of bed every morning without pain. For me, I had hip replacement. And then I had a little bit of a scooter accident in New York, left me miserable, aches and pains until I started taking Relief Factor. Heard about them on the radio. I started to take Relief Factor, a packet in the morning, a packet in the evening. You know what? I was completely pain-free. I want to prove it to you by you taking the three-week quick start from Relief Factor. It's only $19.95. Do you know 80% of those who take the quick start order again? We know it works. So if your pain isn't worth the price of a cup of coffee a day to lower, then you're not in much pain. If it is worth it, try the three-week quick start. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, Relief Factor.
Google is firing back at an engineer's anonymous attack on its efforts to diversify its employee numbers.
Change is often uncomfortable, says Danielle Brown, the newly hired head of diversity at Google. Exhibit A, a widely circulated manifesto written by an unidentified Google engineer. It argues the microscopic number of women in positions of authority in Silicon Valley have less to do with discrimination and sexual harassment than with what the writer sees as the inherent differences between women and men, who he considers more mathematically oriented and more status-seeking. He called programs to mentor women and minorities discriminatory. Brown's response? Google's commitment to diversity is unequivocal. Warren Levinson, New York.
The families of seven dead U.S. servicemen have gathered in New York to receive Lost Purple Heart medals their loved ones had earned in four wars. The Vermont-based group has met its mission to track down misplaced medals. As many as five are found each week across the country. This is townhall.com. Authorities have launched a crackdown on unlicensed eel fishermen and illicit sales along the East Coast.
Although not a well-known seafood item like Maine lobster, wriggling baby eels or elvers are a fishery worth many millions of dollars. Changes in the worldwide sushi industry have turned live baby American eels into a commodity that can fetch more than $2,000 a pound at the dock. But the big demand and big prices have also spawned a black market that wildlife officials say is jeopardizing the species. In Maine, more than 400 licensed fishermen make their living fishing for elvers. Bob Agnew reporting.
Police in Washington State say a gurney holding a dead body fell from the back of a coroner's van into Olympia traffic. The van was heading back to the county coroner's office Monday after responding to a home death. The gurney holding the deceased person was found at the intersection. while the second gurney rolled down the street and was found in a parking lot. More of these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, it's Bill Martinez. We're coming at you, and it is time for the Lolo Girl. Yes, another day in the life of the one and only Lauren Kitchen Stewart, national radio personality, college professor, motivational speaker. Like me, we're on vacation, but we are faithful to the cause here, aren't we?
No matter where we are, we still got time for our peeps.
That's it. You got it. Hey, we got to keep you up to date on what's happening. There's just so much going on. The White House is, boy, after last week, all kinds of chaos going around. The mooch is out, and we got the deck chairs being realigned here. Kelly's in charge, and so far so good, I guess.
I think mooch was about the shortest lived promotion that's ever been in the history of the White House.
Well, and the thing is watch, other people that have come and gone out of this White House, you have this sense that Donald Trump, still respects them. It's all good, whether it's, it's been Sean Spicer or Reince Priebus, you sense that there's that goodwill and mutual understanding and respect. But here there's some tensions. I mean, it's almost like Mooch has been sent off to the naked survival island somewhere.
Well, his language was just so grotesque. I think there almost wasn't any choice. It's almost like he just went rogue. And you can't have that. I mean, Donald Trump even realizes that. You've got to have somebody that's controlled, that's careful with what they say, whether they're on the record or off the record. You have to use wisdom. If he's already doing that early on, I think he's like, man, this is not going to work. I mean, you've got to have people that really are thinking through every word that comes out of their mouth, because everything they say is going to be held against them, whether it's the truth or not, whether it's positive or negative, and people that really are tight-lipped. That's important for him to have people like that representing him. After all that's happened, that's key. I wouldn't do well. I'll tell you right now. I'd be like, blah, 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 blah. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, they'd be constantly.
I was thinking people were my friends. They weren't, because if you play like you're nice with me, I believe you're nice. And so
exactly.
I'd be falling into all the wrong arms. All the time.
Yeah, you have to really change your psychology, no doubt about it. But from day one, there was this sense of out of control ego, and the big ego in town is the president of the United States, and none other should come close. I mean, look what happened when Steve Bannon was given a little bit of a highlight. He was kind of put on timeout for a while. I don't know. There's just something there. There's a dynamic there with one Donald J. Trump that says, he is the king, and you got to be careful about your role in this administration, how you're going to compliment things.
So he must have felt sure in saying, hey, nobody gets to the president unless you go through me, type thing. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't have said that publicly if he hadn't felt confident that it was okay to say that. So that's what was kind of odd to me, that he said these things in a forthright manner, feeling secure about it, that he had Donald Trump's full support. But I just think too much was said, and like I said, we can't take a chance right now with all that's going on to have people that are loose cannons. I wouldn't want people representing me, but I never knew what they were going to say at any given time.
Yeah, exactly.
Too many irons in the fire as it is without having to worry about that.
Well, yeah, and you know, and the thing is that you know, this is one thing for sure. This administration has been exciting; hasn't been boring with what's going on. And I say, look at if it's not working, make the changes. And Trump has been there, you know, with his business acumen long enough to know. Look at if something's not a fit, you just you move on. You don't look back.
And, you move on.
You know, and it would appear that he's getting people settled now. I know that some people are concerned that we seem to have a lot of a lot of military brass there associated with the leadership,
yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
people are a little uncomfortable with that. But I say, hey, so what? You know, as long as it's working. And right now, we
Why
couldn't.
Why would that make anybody uncomfortable? That makes me feel better because I'm like, these are leaders that have proven themselves standing on the front line on behalf of the American people. That should make you feel good, I would think. At least it does me. I think that's it's positive.
Yeah, I do too. But, you know, again, we have that contrarian spirit that is so, you know, engulfed in the Beltway. This is the thing, you know, it's almost like you tune into D.C. just to kind of get some entertainment. And that's the way you have to look at it because it's just they're just so serious about themselves. Because meanwhile, Main Street America says, hey, look, it's, you know, we're happy to hear the news of what's happening with the stock market, you know, at record levels. People are, you know, hopeful again. You know, they're talking about, we were talking with another financial expert here, and he was calling it a melt up as opposed to a meltdown dynamic that's happening in our economy. And so, you know, we fix a couple things and, you know, we can get some things happening, whether it's health care and infrastructure, you know, tax reform. Lauren, I mean, Katie, bar the door. I mean, America, you talk about being great again. Lord have mercy. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, and then the people that are the anti-president right now, they can't deny that. I mean, I'm sure they'll find a way. But my husband and I were traveling yesterday just talking about the stock market. And I'm like, you know, you can't deny that. That shows that we're headed in the right direction. Let's look at the stock market under Barack Obama. Let's look at my own father and how much he lost back in 2008. And you just go, oh, you know, so to see this is very exciting and thrilling. And I'm back to that point again. I know I sound like a broken record with all of y'all, but I just want to thank you, Lord, for showing us grace and mercy on the day
exactly.
of the election. I keep coming back to that. In spite of all the things that are going on, in spite of the fall to Ra, I'm still grateful.
Well, and this is the thing. There are still many people, lest even people of faith forget, there are many people on their knees praying to our Father in heaven, asking for this grace and looking for wisdom. You know, we have a president who's praying in the Oval Office who, without hesitation, will have people of faith come in and receive their prayers, happy to come alongside and pray with them. I mean, that says it says a lot about, you know, this dynamic that I think certainly is being underreported. Very few people want to acknowledge this, but that's okay. You know, we still are, I'm telling you, I'm going to write a book about this, Lauren, is that we are one nation under God, and the subtitle is sort of, you know, and but for those of us that understand that we are.
Somebody's going to steal your idea.
Well, you know, hey, God bless them, you know, because I think it's a message that needs to be out there that people need to understand. It's like Congressman Forbes, you know, asked that question long ago when President Obama said, we're no longer a Christian nation. And his question, you know, that came out, and he's, you know, he's heavily involved with the prayer conference that meets with Congress every day, you know, to pray for our country and have Bible studies, is he asked, when did we stop being a Christian nation? Did it happen during World War One? Did it happen during World War Two? Did it happen as we were trying to, come alongside Japan, a nation that we had decimated with two atomic bombs? You know, when exactly did it happen that we became, you know, we stopped becoming a Christian nation? And did it only happen at, you know, when we decided to vote in, you know, Barack Obama? You know, and these are the things that are being challenged in our culture today, is that are we a nation under God? And it would seem that in those places where we are coming back to God, you know, God is redeeming us, and God is coming back to us as well. And, you know, and we can look to these stories. I mean, I hear these stories all over. Franklin Graham, you and I talked about it. You know, prayer sessions that he's having across the country. Thousands of people showing up for prayer sessions. People knowing that we have to turn to God. That we don't, you know, whether you think it's Donald Trump or Barack Obama or, you know, the Democratic Party or whatever, you know, it is beyond them. We need godly wisdom to answer the problems that this country is faced with. And all we're talking about is domestic issues right now. We're not even bringing up North Korea.
That's
so
right.
Pretty crazy stuff. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to take a pause right now. We'll be back more with the Lolo Girl, Lauren Kitchen Stewards, right after this. Stay with us, America.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
And we're back together 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Lauren Kitchen Stewart, national radio personality, college professor, motivational speaker. And let me tell you, you know, if you've been around Lauren when she is speaking and addressing issues for groups, she does this across the country. She is such a blessing, and I highly recommend that if your group is looking for a speaker, that you engage her. Lauren, how can people engage you if they're looking for a speaker and how can they connect with you?
Well, you know how crazy I was when I moved to Los Angeles. I would have given my cell phone number out over national radio. But instead, I'll give my email. Do you remember?
Well, no. Hey, we'll give Robin's. Hey, let's give Robin's phone number out just for fun. Hey, why not? Just kidding, Robin. Just kidding.
On the air, and yeah. I would just tell all my stuff. And remember that one girl we worked with? I can't remember her last name. Kate. And she was like in sales, and she would come bust in the control room. She's like, "Girl, why are you telling all that over the air?" I was like, "Well, I didn't, I didn't know what to say." But I will give you all my cell number, but I will give you my email instead, laurenkitchens@gmail.com, or you can go to Living Life with Lauren, livinglifewithlauren.com. You can find me any of those ways. Bill knows how to get in touch with me. But, yeah, that is my absolute favorite thing, is to get with women and men and just to talk about the issues. My passion, really and truly, is helping people get along better. I was raised as an only child and kind of had to go, that person's different than me, and that, what makes you tick? And then I taught that in college, communication classes, and I said, to me, every single freshman in college should take a class in understanding how other people function as far as their personalities, their birth order, you know, just how we tick, because then you can go, oh, they're not weird, they're just different. And also in the body of Christ, how to get along. Because, you know, when people see us in the church, you know, praising the Lord, coming and offering our gifts, our praise, our adoration, but we're not getting along. You know, we're not getting along with people. And the Lord says, before you bring your gifts, your tithes, your offering, go make it right with your brother.
Exactly.
And we're not doing that. We choose just to walk away from relationships without even giving that person the chance to say, hey, let me tell you where I was coming from. And so that's a passion that I have, is for us all to get along better, understand one another, and be the strong body of Christ. So people looking from the outside in can go, I want what they have, not, oh, Jiminy Cricket, no, none of that, which happens frequently, more than it should.
Exactly. You know, and I thank God for, a Southern accent. And Southern Belles, because you can't be mad at Southern Belles. Or Southern accents. I mean, that and the mint julep, and we go a long way. I mean, we can overcome anything. Lord have mercy. I mean, there's just something about this. So, we just can't, but whatever it takes, and you're exactly right. And this has been my passion as well, Lauren, and that is the God-given human potential that's out there. And that's what I've witnessed in the last, 9-10 years, is there's been a lot of frustration, a lot of dreams that have been squashed, you know. Kids' lemonade stands, for example, they cannot be set up because, regulatory governments and stuff. And they go, really? You've got to be kidding me, you know. We're stifling dreams down to, you know, kids in their preteen years for the sake of Big Brother and big government. Now, come on. You know, this is ridiculous. So I think we're on the verge of enjoying a renewal for this country by the grace of God, and it is by God's hand, and we would only hope that it is by God's hand, because we know, Lauren, when it is ever by God's hand, it is a good thing. And all these things, all these rough spots will get, all these rough spots will get smoothed out, and on the other side of it is you got people being the best they can. I mean, this side of heaven, as best you can be, and maybe we get a little bit of a reprieve, regardless of, you know, some people that want to look at it and say, well, the glass is half empty and we're going to hell in the handbasket. Certainly, you're not going to get a whole lot of argument in saying, for me, that we don't deserve judgment. We certainly do. Meanwhile, if God decides to be patient with us, and to have his will be realized here on earth as it is in heaven, then, we live under that grace, and it's a special opportunity and dispensation because of what Jesus has done on our behalf. I mean, you think about this, and, well, I'll tell you, it overwhelms me when I consider, just as you say, just how good God is.
Well, and he's faithful. And that's what we have to remember. And I think we've talked about this before, that if the enemy can't win our soul, the next thing he'll do is render us ineffective. And that's what I see happening, because people don't want to cross the lines and being politically incorrect. They don't want to get into arguments. They're, as Christian people, trying to handle things the right way. But there comes a point, too, when we have to stand, and the Word of God says if we stand for the Word, it will not return void. It's not going to. And so we have to remind each other in the power of the Word of God, because things we're seeing now, we never really thought we would see. But what's happening in the midst of all the fray is we're seeing the power of prayer. That's mm-hmm. what's going on. That's what happened election night that turned us all around. We could see what the power of prayer turned something around. It was completely headed a different direction than what the world said at 7 o'clock at night. And we all stepped back and went, you know, he does honor the prayers of his people. Prayer does make a difference. And we keep reminding ourselves of that every day. And that's encouraging for the body of Christ.
Be encouraged, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, exactly. And we need you to stand up shoulder to shoulder and back to back, because for a time such as this, you know, so many Christians are not talking because of political correctness. They don't want to offend anybody. But we got to understand, look, the cross is offensive. It is offensive to those, the Bible tells us, to those who are perishing. The people have already made a decision to, you know, go against what God has provided for them. I mean, and it's heartbreaking, because the thing is, it's not just some neighbor that we don't know. I mean, these are family members that are, you know, making decisions to do this.
Their lives are at stake. Their souls are at stake.
Mm-hmm. It is a heartbreak. There's no doubt about it. But we have to be, I say, you know, in the midst of all this temporal activity that's going on, remember to stay as much as you possibly can, or reconnect to the eternal focus. Because, you know, it wasn't that we were saved just so that we could, you know, enjoy the temporal things of this world. I mean, if that's what you think, then you've missed the greater point, and along with it, the greater blessing for yourself and for your family, dare I say.
Well, and you're picking the road less traveled. I mean, when you pick this way to go with Jesus, it's going to be harder, because you're going to be a target. And the enemy doesn't want you to touch one more life. A lot of people that aren't working for Jesus, he doesn't care about them. You know, he's already won them. But when you want to make a difference and shout it from the housetops, you're going to have a rough road. And so when you learn to expect that, your days are different, because you learn how to deal with that warfare and expect it and say, it's okay, because I know I'm doing something right.
Yeah, that's probably a true testimony in and of itself, is that if the devil's busy about you, it's because you've been busy about the devil, and it is a good fight, and I wish you all the best. Yes, exactly. I wish you all the best, and I say more of us have to come together and get in that fight, and this is why God has given us, you know, his full armor that we can put on every day, and you don't want to be out there in the fight, you know, as my dad says, buck naked. Right?
Heavens no. Nobody don't want to see none of that. They want us to see us loaded up in our armor.
Exactly. Especially when it's been so freely given to us. Why not? Hey, what is going on?
That's
you know, we talk about things like this, and then we see, you know, some weird stuff that's coming on. I mean, you know, we're getting used to seeing, you know, this counterculture kind of bizarre stuff coming out of college campuses. And I wonder how much is actually coming from the kids. I mean, you're a college professor, and so you see that, you know, a good number of the kids are fairly well grounded. But then you get these outside agitators, which is pretty consistent when I was in college. It wasn't so much the kids that were on the campus. It was people who came in and agitated things. And, you know, college kids were not courageous enough, or even the faculty courageous enough to say, look, at you know, you're out of here, you're out of order, you know, don't come here anymore. But no, it's just accommodation for this exceptional thought and expression that I believe is anti-American. You know, when you can't have people, you know, talk about things, you got a situation where you have a U.S. Navy vet. He's been ordered to remove the American flag wrap from his mailbox. Are you kidding me? I mean, this is what this is coming to.
Well, don't you think all of this, though, starts at the far lower level at home? And I know that that's putting a lot of responsibility on mom and dad, but I'm just saying, I think a lot of that goes back to how you're raised, the values that are placed on you from the time that you're young. Do you care about country? Do you see your parents caring about country? Are you careful with the words that you choose? Are you respectful like you? God has a plan for you that's not like anybody else's, so don't forget that. But let the enemy win in your mind and tell me anything different. You know what I'm saying?
You got it. Say goodnight, Lolo. It's time to wrap it up. Thank you.
Bye,
take care.
Much love.
God bless.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
D.C., there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, what a novel thing. Not only D.C., I would say, us, the voter politic, we need to understand what the Constitution is all about. This is what we're fighting for. Lest we forget, I mean, this is what's happened. We've had a generation of young kids that have been kept away from the Constitution and civics and some of those important issues. I mean, the very foundation of what this country is all about, kind of amazing, you know, when you think about it. And, the fruit of that is these kids that want to embrace socialism over capitalism, and they really don't understand the difference. It just it's a cool T-shirt. Let's talk to Dr. Herb London. Let's bring him on with us. It's always good to have Dr. London with us. Dr. London is a foreign policy analyst, president of the London Center for Policy Research, and the author of the book Leading from Behind: The Obama Doctrine and the U.S. Retreat from International Affairs. Herb, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well. Nice to hear your voice.
Always good to hear yours, sir. It's kind of amazing. We've been talking about, you know, these millennials and their comments anecdotally about capitalism. Some just want to get rid of capitalism, and they don't know what they want to replace it with. And then you have the Bernie Sanders, Sanderites, in spite of what's going on with his wife, and they want to believe that, there's nothing wrong whatsoever, that she was, without any kind of culpability. And, of course, that's being, played out in the media as well. But they follow him, and they say, hey, look, socialism is the future of America. And, maybe it's just because they think they can wear a cool T-shirt or just be anti-establishment or something. But, I'm just thinking they better get their they better get some connectivity with their brains and history here. Otherwise, we're really at risk here with everything that the American dream represents.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. All you have to do is read headlines from Venezuela to understand what socialism is all about. here you had a country that was among the wealthiest in the world only 20 years ago. Mm. Now it's a country where you can't get bread on the shelves in a grocery store. I mean, there's no doubt that what you see in Venezuela is what you would see in the United States. I mean, there are people, Churchill made the point that if you want equality, you can have socialism. If you want inequality, you can have capitalism. But the equality in socialism is misery. The inequality in capitalism is wealth and prosperity. So, I mean, you can have one or the other. Mm-hmm. There's no question you have equality in socialism, but it's equality of misery. That's what you get. And everywhere in the world where you've had socialism introduced, you've had a rapid decline in the state of the economy, a rapid decline in the foodstuff that is available for people, a rapid decline on the moral basis of the society. And it's rather remarkable to me that the millennials, during the course of this last campaign, embraced Bernie Sanders. Mm-hmm. I heard Bernie Sanders at a rally in Brooklyn say, you know, why do we need all of these toothpaste manufacturers? All we need is one toothpaste manufacturer. Oh, really? One toothpaste manufacturer, one automobile manufacturer, one table manufacturer. And, of course, in the end, you have no manufacturers. Because the government is going to be responsible for everything.
Exactly.
And in that sense, you have a complete decline in the economy. And yet these young people, to my astonishment, stood up and applauded. I mean, I don't think they had any understanding of what they were applauding for. Because in the end, this will only lead to their own demise. And so, I mean, I think it is a very frightening scenario. And if you would have asked people 30 years ago, do you believe in socialism? About 10% of Americans still embrace this bogus idea. But today, it's something in the order of 30%. Mm-hmm. And that is a very frightening development, frightening trend. But I think it is a function of the dumbing down in our educational system, mm-hmm. where people know very little, do not understand our own system, do not understand capitalism, which is a word used as a pejorative. I think that there are real problems associated with the way in which we're teaching the young about our own state of affairs.
They've been propagandized, Herb.
I think we have been. I think this country has been propagandized. I think you've got it exactly right. And I think it's been going on for a long time. But the kind of dumbing down you see in the United States today is a very real issue. And if you were to say to people, tell me, what does the GMP mean? They don't have the foggiest idea. And if you were to say to some people, you know, the markets do provide an opportunity for people to generate capital, and that leads to investments. But really, what is that all about? I mean, the difficulty here is that, as I said, the basic understanding about the state of the economy, where America is something that is not understood by most people today. My mother was a high school dropout. She was not proud of that fact. She had to go to work to help members of her family survive. This was during the Depression. And yet, interestingly, if you were to say to my mother, let's talk about the state of the American economy or American politics, she would be as thoughtful as anyone you would ever meet. And how did that happen? It happened in large part because she educated herself.
Exactly.
We have
self-education.
A population today that relies on tweet 140 characters. What are you going to learn from 140 characters? Well, what can you possibly learn? How do you develop an understanding of America that way?
Well, it also has to do with time spent, Herb. If you're spending time in video games and watching the Kardashians and other amusement, which if you understand what amusement means, you're not engaging your brain. And it's quite ironic when you think that this is all happening in the middle of the information age, when there should be no excuse. I mean, yes, there's fake news out there and it's all this stuff that's flying around. But yet, look at, if you're earnest and you want to know something, it's not difficult. I mean, it's not like you got to go to the library and deal with the Dewey Decimal System and do this hard research that they used to do years ago. If you got a computer, there's a lot of information available. But what you need to do is make sure you have the filters engaged so that you understand, you know, the veracity of the sources that you are bringing into your mind.
Well, you've dated yourself when you mentioned the Dewey Decimal System. But the important point here is what Einstein once said when he made the point that the more advanced the technologies in society, the greater the opportunity for a generation of idiots.
Mm.
And a lot of that is true because we rely very heavily on our own technology rather than use our brains.
Mm.
So you have people today who will tell you, well, I don't really have to study the multiplication table. I can, you know, I've got a calculator nearby. And I don't have to learn history because, after all, I can always turn to Google. So here you have a generation where there's these advanced technologies, but using the technologies in a manner that leads to some understanding of knowledge is very different from information. We have the information. We don't have the knowledge. And
exactly.
We don't have the knowledge, you don't have the wisdom. And that is the problem that you have in society at the moment. A lot of information, all of it floating about in cyberspace. But whether, in fact, it's converted into something called knowledge is another matter.
We've lost connection with critical thinking, Herb. You know, it's if you stop asking the questions and you stop pursuing the truth and you're happy to be around contemporaries that all think the same and you find yourself in an echo chamber, you blunt your blade. You're not sharpening your blade for critical thinking that can make a difference, and especially right now in this day and age, we need critical thinkers at the forefront of this. And to get through this morass of information, this fake news, the manipulation of the young people and the generations to come, because look at we've all been warned of what would happen, whether it was technocracy coming into play, the rewrite of history. We've seen other governments rise and fall that have been deleterious to capitalism and the free enterprise system. But what's all at risk here, Herb, what concerns me most is the very soul of the individuals. I get down to the soul of what they're about and what their purpose is all about, and just what you want at the very end of life to realize that you just participated in one humongous lie.
Well, I think you stated it very well indeed. I mean, this is what critical thinking always amuses me, because you have academics who are always saying our goal is to engage in critical thinking, but you cannot think critically if you do not have a knowledge base.
Mm-hmm.
That is, how do you think critically about mathematical equations, differential equations, if you don't even know how to add two and two?
Mm-hmm.
How do you think critically about the role of history or the balance of power in the world if you do not understand what happened at the Congress of Vienna? I mean, part of the difficulty is that when people say we want to think critically, yeah, they want to think critically, but they don't want to go through the exercise of having some background and understanding so that you can think critically.
Exactly.
The idea that you move from zero to 100, which would be critical thinking, is not the way the world works. It works so that incrementally you learn something along the way and that you have a knowledge base on which to make some sort of judgment.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Reuters of Iraq is reporting, according to a top Kurdish counterterrorism official, that the rumors of al-Baghdadi being dead, not so. He says he's 99% sure that al-Baghdadi is alive. And Dr. Herb London, foreign policy analyst, is with us, president of the London Center for Policy Research, author of the new book, Leading from Behind, The Obama Doctrine and the U.S. Retreat from International Affairs. Well, Herb, what do you say?
Following, number one, the caliphate is over. The central command has been destroyed that ISIS had in Mosul as well as Raqqa. So in that sense, it doesn't make any difference whether Baghdadi is alive or dead. I mean, I'd prefer to see him dead, but the point is that the leadership within ISIS is over. Is that the end of the problem? Of course not. There's no doubt that ISIS will metastasize across the globe in the form of insurgency movements. And as I suggested on your program before, this is like the tree of insurgency. The branches break off, the twigs break off, the splinters break off, and they become insurgents of their own, all operating independently, so that the world will still face an insurgency struggle that will go on for at least another generation. And the other point that has to be made about Baghdadi is that Baghdadi's leadership in the Middle East is now no longer exists. It was because of the caliphate that he had the authority that he did. Now within the Islamic community, he has no authority. He has been denuded of authority, so that, again, his role is really, to some degree, irrelevant.
Herb, does part of this reflect the idea, like in anything, you know, if you're the voice of God, you know, early on they felt like, okay, he's on a mission from God, and there's affirmation here, because look at all this territory, all this money that we're able to bring in, and we're having all this military success, but for the hand of God, we wouldn't be able to do that. Now, with the loss of Mosul, which is absolutely critical, that really is quite affirming in the opposite direction, and discouraging for ISIS. As you say, the caliphate is really, kind of fading into the sunset here.
Well, as I said, it's fading, but what we have to recognize, and it's important for Americans to recognize, there should be congratulations to the Iraqi forces, to the Free Syrian Army, and most importantly, the Special Forces of the United States. But after that congratulations, we should take into account the fact that this is an ideational war. This is going to go on for a long time. We've got the ideas, superior ideas, that can defeat ISIS and radical Islam. But we have to use them effectively. We have to engage in logistics. We have to engage in clandestine activities. We have to even engage in dirty tricks in order to defeat ISIS wherever it exists. And as I said, it's not merely ISIS. It's this militant Islamic view of the world that must be defeated. So if you're fighting an ideational war, it's not only what happens on the battlefield, it's what happens in the world of ideas. It's what happens in educational institutions. It's what happens in cultural institutions. It's what happens in diplomacy. So there's an awful lot that still has to be achieved, and I hope that the American government and our State Department is up to the task.
Exactly. Well, not only that, but the people there that are going to have another shot at it. As you say, this is a war of ideation. So what's the replacement idea? Because you've got the Kurds that are pretty well solidified, but Sunni and Shia, I mean, we're going to end up doing what, in a sense, what Joe Biden had said a while ago. If you remember, he said he saw three Iraqs. Where you had the Kurds, you had the Sunni controlling their area and the Shia controlling their area. I mean, it seems like this is what's unfolding, but they've got to solidify this because they cannot allow a void to exist. Otherwise, we're going to go back to what happened before with the Taliban running rampant and all these mini fiefdoms throughout Iraq occurring, don't we?
Well, the dismemberment of the Middle East will occur. Sykes-Picot, which was an attempt to create artificial states with the British and the French making that decision in 1916, that's over. Mm-hmm. You're quite right. Syria will not be the country that it once was. Iraq will be a very different place as well. We're looking at a very different kind, the emergence of a very different kind of Middle East. And there is no doubt that you will have warlords and Sunni groups and Shia groups and Alawites all playing a role in that part of the world. The one group that has been pushed out, however, and that is a real tragedy because they are facing genocide at the moment, are the Christians in the Middle East. There's
exactly.
A large Christian population. We do not give sufficient attention to the manner in which the Christians are treated. They are treated brutally, in some cases killed randomly. And one can only wonder, where is the church? Where are Americans? Where are those Christians standing by those who are losing their lives, their families, their fortunes, due to the kind of oppression of radical Islam?
Exactly. And the indictment is on those of us. I mean, it's almost, Germany all over again, where everybody wants to turn the music up louder and not hear the cries of those that are suffering.
Well, I think that the suffering is extraordinary. And whether you're Coptic in Egypt or Maronite in Lebanon, it seems to me that the Christian population is undoubtedly being abused, destroyed. This is something that is intolerable. From my point of view, we've got to do more as a nation. We've got to speak out more. We've got to get people in the Congress to understand this matter. This has got to be one of the major issues of our time.
Yeah, and you would think that people of faith would be at the forefront of championing the cause here, Herb, and is amazing. Maybe they're just not hearing the news, and I don't know how they're missing it because of the abuse of Christians, the Coptics, and what is happening. Their young daughters are being abducted and turned into sex slaves, to service the ISIS military, and on and on. I mean, the devastation that's taken place. I mean, and my question is always with these experts who were there on the field on the battleground. Where are the Christians? They go, they're hiding away. I mean,
Excuse me for interrupting. I'm terribly sorry. I was going to say I met with some Yazidi leaders, and they said something that was quite interesting to me. They say, why isn't the United States bombing? And I said, bombing? Well, we are bombing. And he said, no. Why aren't they bombing us? And now I was thoroughly perplexed.
Yeah.
He's bombing you. I said, I don't understand. He said, I would prefer to see our women and daughters die with your bombs rather than be raped and killed by ISIS.
Yeah.
Now, that had such a chilling effect on me, I couldn't sleep after I heard that statement.
That is more than sobering when you hear something like that. And that just puts into maybe a little bit more perspective to understand the pain, pain and anguish that they are suffering. You read in the Bible about gnashing of teeth, with these people. You wonder how much teeth is left to gnash for this extended period and what they've gone through.
10 years from now, there will be a book written talking about the plight of the Christians during this period and why nothing was done. Just as there were so many books written about the Jews in Europe during the 1930s and 40s, why wasn't more done? We're going to ask that ourselves that question, and of course the guilt will arise. But there are things that we can do right now, and we can certainly raise our voices as the American people. We are a Judeo-Christian society. We understand the plight that Jews have faced in the past. We understand the plight that Christians have faced in the past. But we've got to understand the present. And in the present, there is a genocide going on. We should do something about it.
And we've got to fight back against this political correctness that has allowed the United Nations compounds there to be the sole arbiter of who becomes a refugee. This is why, you know, the big question that people had with all the refugees coming is that about 98-99% are Muslim, and we're going, well, wait a minute, we're hearing about Christians being persecuted. How come we don't have more Christians involved here? And they don't understand what the logistics are and how that works out, Herb.
Well, you stated it very well. I think part of the difficulty is when you talk about your refugee crisis, you're only referring to Palestinians. They're the only refugees in the world recognized by the United Nations. What about the Christians who have been obliged to leave their home? What about those Christians in the present, in the Middle East, in areas that were once largely Christian, like in Lebanon, for example, now forced into a minority position where they're continually facing the plight of a minority that is under siege? This is, of course, not a UN discussion. And it's one of the reasons why the UN is a bankrupt organization, morally bankrupt organization. They select the issues they think are important, but of course overlook some of the critical issues that the world is facing at the moment.
Without a doubt. And everything is so pro-Muslim, it's ridiculous, all because of political correctness, Dr. London.
I think that's right. I think that's exactly right.
Well, what about this that I'm reading about, that Donald Trump, It looks that he may affirm this Iranian deal. What has changed?
Well, I think there's nothing that's changed, but I think that Donald Trump wants to add teeth to the deal. He is saying, look, the spirit of the deal has been violated. If you look at Parkin, for example, where you have ICBMs being developed by Iran, and that is not part of the treaty, that is a clear violation of the spirit of this engagement. So I think that what he is saying is, yeah, we might continue this, but we've got to revise our understanding with the Iranians. We've got to make it clear that the United States is not going to tolerate this kind of continued nuclear weapons development, nor are we going to tolerate the advances that have taken place in technology through the ICBM program they have in Parkin. So I think that there's a lot that can be said. I don't know what the administration's exact position is, but my suspicion is they're willing to entertain the idea of continuing the agreement if in fact, some teeth can be applied to it.
Well, once again, Herb, we're at a point where we have to wrap up, but so much more to be discussed. Look forward to having you back with us. Dr. Herb London, president of the London Center for Policy Research, author of the book, Get Your Hands on This Book, Leading from Behind the Obama Doctrine and the U.S. Retreat from International Affairs. It is logged on our website, available at all the usual places. Dr. London, it's always an honor to have you with us. Thank you so much.
Bill, always a pleasure to be with you. Thank you so much. All the best to you. Bye-bye.
You got it.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio.